flu. Don't go get the swine flu vaccine.
There is one little word that could save your health. Just say no. Say no to the vaccine.
And if the doctor says he'll make him take it himself, just say no. Say no to the vaccine.
There is one little word that could save your health. Just say no. Say no to the vaccine.
And if Obama says he'll make him take it himself, just say no.
Say no to the vaccine.
I don't need your prescription. I ain't got no affliction. Corporate pharmaceutical teaming with politicians. Put them on prescription. That should be our own decision. Whether we want spending on vaccines or health and education. Soon they enlist the general populace. Be adding to the list pharmaceutical benefits. Yo, Alexa Finland, GlaxoSmithKline, cough and mic and fine. Still ain't seen your disease. Mac, how cough and little swine. Your population needs
to
and that is
NP Trillions. Say no to the vaccines. A very important song that you should all access on YouTube. One of my most important songs of, you know, all time, because basically that is the message. Say no to the vaccines. Welcome to What's Ailing America, the ultimate in reality radio with information that can save your life. On this show, you will learn how to recognize the patterns used by the psychopaths that are controlling our world, who have created the living hell we find ourselves in here on planet Earth, where doctors create disease and destroy life and administer biological weapons, nicknamed vaccines, which are corrupting our very genetic structure, where police and the judicial system protect the criminals and persecute the innocent, where governments have become terrorists against the people they purport to serve and commit treason every day by allowing the destruction of our air, water, food, and planet, who suppress the natural solutions to all of these problems already available, who are stealing and torturing our children under the guise of child protection. The ability to see the big picture is the critical skill necessary to formulate the solutions we need to bring the predators down. The critical first step for everyone with a conscience is to do your own research, as we have been lied to about everything. And that's why I always tell you, don't believe anything I say either. Check things out for yourself, because that's the only way that you're going to be able to face reality, because what's actually happening is so ugly that people of conscience have a hard time facing what's actually happening right in front of our faces. And if you don't face it and do something about it, you're going to die. That's the way it is. Okay. If you haven't already done so, I suggest that you go to my websites, reversingvaccineinduceddiseases.com, as well as drcarly.com. It's especially important is for you to download the diagrams. There's four of them. Link on the video of me giving a lecture in Chicago in 2008, where I'm explaining the diagrams, the first one of which is the cause of all diseases on one piece of paper. You see, it's not that the solutions to your medical problems have not been realized and figured out. It's that, as it turns out, it's economic terrorism to actually learn how to reverse people's diseases and heal them. And if that doesn't blow your mind, I don't know what will. But that is the reality of what's going on. Okay. Thankfully, our guest is connected. So let me just finish up the intro. If you think my work is important, please tell others about the show. You can support my work by donating on the PayPal buttons on either of my sites. You can help friends or family who are too ill to face reality by getting a consult for them from me. To learn how I do consults, click on the Services tab on reversingvaccineinduceddiseases.com. You can contact me by emailing me at drcarly@gmail.com. or calling me at 828-294-0662 between 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. Eastern Time any day of the week. My toll-free number, 888. Any of you that live anywhere in the U.S., Canada, or the Caribbean. Of course, if you get a strange message that the number's been disconnected or whatever, have the operator dial it for you. My Skype username is drcarly1. But I only use Skype for international clients and folks that are not able to access me from the toll-free, as well as internet radio shows that I do. And always remember, I do not practice medicine nor give medical advice. Rather, I teach you what I would do if I were you to reverse disease with natural therapies in people and in pets.
ground beef, eggs, butter, cheese, soup, sandwiches, strawberries, ice cream, coffee, and more. What do these foods have in common? They all come in storable, long shelf life food for you to save and use in uncertain times. Rather, if it is a meal or a snack for a family or just yourself, CampingSurvival.com offers a huge variety of storable food for you to be prepared anytime. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order all your food. Eat today, save it for tomorrow, or store it for years to come. CampingSurvival.com sells healthy, nutritious, storable food in number 10 cans and pouches. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. Remember, save 5% off with code FREEDOM at CampingSurvival.com on all your prepared food needs.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Hailing America. I'm just going to finish up my intro quickly. Archives of my shows for the past few years on various networks can be found at thelightofdayradioshow.com. Click on Dr. Carly Archives. If you have questions or comments during the show, please wait till the second hour to call in at 800-313-9443. And please try to keep your questions and comments targeted to the question of the day. Don't bring us down a sidebar, because if you do, I'm going to cut you off. Of course, please support the Republic Broadcasting Network if you appreciate the shows that are broadcast here. And please tell them what shows are your favorites. You can also get a free copy of the newsletter that I contribute to every week, the American Survival Newsletter, if you go to reversingvaccineinduceddiseases.com. Click on the link section, scroll down to the bottom. That's where you can sign up for the newsletter, where I give much more information in regards to the never-ending answers to the question, what's ailing America? Unfortunately, I will never run out of answers to that question. However, my answer today is informed consent is non-existent regarding vaccines. I'm so excited to have as my special guest, Representative Andrea Boland from Maine. She is one of the few legislators who are actually listening to their constituents and starting to come forth and now say, wait a minute, how come we're not telling people what are in vaccines at the very least? And it's very interesting what she has found as she's asked that hard question. So welcome to the show, Representative Boland.
Thank you very much. A pleasure to be with you.
And your bill is LD-754, titled An Act to Encourage Transparency in the Disclosing of the Ingredients in Vaccines for Children. And I encourage all of you to go to vactruth.com. My favorite journalist in regards to vaccines, UK investigative journalist Christina England, wrote an article about this, which you can access on vactruth.com. The title of the article written on May 9th is Announcing New Transparency Bill to Disclose Vaccine Ingredients to Parents. And I had researched myself the definition of informed consent, and I sent that to you as well. And it's like ludicrous that you should even have to introduce such a bill, because based on the concept of informed consent, you know, subjects are supposed to be told anything that they need to know in regards to alternative measures, side effects, et cetera, et cetera. They're, all of this is supposed to be, you know, released to them as a matter of informed consent. So why did you even have to introduce such a bill?
Well, there's a lot that is actually given to the parent, but, you know, the reasons why to be, why to be vaccinated, why they're, you know, what the benefits would be, what the risks would be. There's a lot of that in a flyer that's given out.
Okay, but, hold on. What is given to them in regards to risks?
Well, they provide a list of possible risks, and it's not as though they're not doing that. They are doing that much, but they're not giving them the ingredients.
Okay, wait
and
a minute, wait a minute.
Of course, the bottom
okay,
line
I,
is
I have
that
to,
it comes
I have
off
to banter
as
with
a
you.
Good thing to do.
Okay, I have to banter with you to set the record straight, because that is not true. What they are given in some circumstances, not all, are the vaccine information statements created by the CDC.
Right.
Where they do admit that, yes, one in a thousand, a million, whatever, totally downplayed, people can get seizures from vaccines, or they mention a few things. They do not tell the truth. They do not tell what vaccines actually do to the immune system, and we now have Christina England finding these 30-year-old documents, secret documents that talk about autism actually being subacute sclerosing panencephalitis from the measles vaccine, and these other secret documents that were found that I know Sally O'Cordy also provided you with, a 45-page document by Luisa Tomaginic, PhD, who found secret documents that these vaccine alphabet agencies, especially the JCVI, are not telling people the truth. They're lying about everything. And as far as the benefits of vaccines, there are no benefits. This is all fraud. So, yes, the parents are given the fraud. Okay? They're not giving the truth. And this is a crime against humanity. And there will come a point, if I have anything to do with it, that all of those involved will be prosecuted and hung by the neck until dead, because they are killing people. They are committing genocide, and this is the biggest epidemic the world has ever known, which is vaccines. So there is no truth disclosed to the parents. None.
I'm not arguing with you about that.
Okay.
But I'm not. You know, I can't say that I'm a scientist or a doctor and I really know anything really definitively.
And at least you're willing to do something.
That,
and I'm not trying to give
a lot
you
of
a hard time.
That I've been provided
but
with
see,
and
you
I've
have
seen
been
from
lied to as well.
Various websites and that sort of thing. But my point, and we have a wonderful doctor in Maine, Dr. Merrill Nass, who gave a terrific written testimony on this and verbal testimony in the past. She's an expert on the anthrax vaccine, and she did an excellent piece. And I say that what came out of her remarks, what her remarks suggest, is that they may give partial information, for instance, on the side effects, possible side effects and risks and that sort of thing. So there, what I'm saying is what the argument of the industry is that we are giving information on risks and benefits and that sort of thing. And you say, and I know Dr. Ness concurs with you, that the risks are incomplete. I mean, they don't say, they don't give full information on the risk, and I certainly know that a lot of people don't figure there are any particular benefits. I just can't make that qualification on my own because I'm not professional enough to do that. My main point is that there's very convincing evidence from you and Sally, Dr. Nass, and many others that we've got a real problem here. People know that. They're reading it, they're hearing it, and so my point is to give the fullest information that they can give on these vaccines, and that means what are the ingredients? And the industry fights back, as you know, very hard against doing that, and they say, well, the parents can go to a website and look it up. Well, that's not very convenient. My point is, if you're giving them a flyer that has some information on it, as unclear as it might be, why not give them the definite information, which is what's in it? Because, as Dr. Nass points out, and others do as well, that people children could be allergic to ingredients in that. The parents, if they knew what it was, may say that's not something they want to risk on their children, but they don't know that. Or people can have, as you know, religious reasons for not wanting certain ingredients. But the doctors know that. They seem to have really, you know, bought into vaccines big time, and they act like they're absolutely horrified that anybody would not get vaccinated, and so they think it's a good thing not to tell people, because it's as they said at the Maine Medical Association when I called them about this bill, just to try to see if there was any point of compromise, and they said absolutely not. They said that the man I talked to, which is their chief representative slash lobbyist, they said that disclosure, quote, rises to the point of scare tactics that would discourage families from vaccinating. And he went on and repeated that later on, and he said, we are not going to allow, which I found chilling, legislatures to drive us back to before polio vaccines. Okay. And he continued to repeat, it only serves to scare. Well, I thought, how pathetic is that? A medical association saying that information about what they are proposing to put into children is scary.
Okay.
It just doesn't go with anybody's idea.
I have to interrupt you. This is so important, what you're saying, that these psychopaths are actually admitting to you that if the parents knew what we were injecting into them, it would amount to a scare tactic and they would never do it. Okay? That is crime. That is fraud. There's no words I can even say. And as I said at the beginning, and if you hadn't had a chance to read that definition of informed consent I sent you, please do so.
I did. It was interesting, yeah.
Right. Because the whole basis of anything the medical mafia does is based on informed consent. If you don't give informed consent, it's a violation of the Nuremberg Code. It's a violation of every code of ethics and standard of practice of any profession, be they doctor, veterinarian, dentist, podiatrist, they're all listed in here. They all have their codes that they must give informed consent. So how can you give informed consent if you don't even tell them what you're injecting into them? That is the big hard question. And I know that that's your hard question and why you're doing what you're doing.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, the government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper. Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with Hawthorne, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, Superfam and Super Male Plex, colon enhancer, our top selling liquid, Cal Mag Vitamin D, MSM sulfur capsules, and elderberry power capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
And we're back with What's Ailing America, where our answer today is informed consent is non-existent regarding vaccines, with my special guest, Representative Andrea Boland from Maine, who is trying to do something about that. And before the break, Representative Boland, I was talking about this idea of informed consent. Now, I know that Sally had sent you this very important document that Lucija Tomaginovic came up with, the health hazards of disease prevention. It's a 45 pages, but the first 2 pages tell you what's going on. And basically, she has found without any question that the, various, official vaccination, you know, representatives such as the JCVI, the Joint Committee on Vaccine and Immunization, and the British health authorities have been intentionally lying to the people in terms of what the actual side effects are from vaccines, and in doing so have violated not only international guidelines for medical ethics, but also their own code of practice. So here they are telling you that they can't, you know, expose the truth because it will scare people when that's their obligation by law and ethics. Did you bring that up to them?
Well, there's another thing about that, too, is I really don't think the doctors know that much about it, because when I brought this bill a couple of years ago, and I had a sort of a town hall meeting with some doctors that are well-respected in town, nice people, all that sort of thing, and folks came. And what really came out of it is that they, if a patient asked them questions about it, they really couldn't answer them. They weren't able to. They didn't understand things enough. They're trusting what they're being told, but that this is a good thing to do. But they couldn't go over the vaccines and explain things to the patients, right, even if they wanted to and had the time to. So they refer them to a website. And then one of the arguments ends up being at the most recent hearing that we had here this past month, is that the doctors will say they don't have time to be answering the questions for the parents.
Uh-huh.
Which I think is awful.
No, it's not awful.
If you don't know the answers, that's fine. No. Just say it, that you don't know.
If you don't have time to tell your patient how their child could die or be maimed for life by a vaccine, if you've done no research yourself, you have no business offering the service. Okay, so that is the most ridiculous excuse I have ever heard. And let me also say, I went to medical school in the early 1980s, 83 to 87. We did not learn anything bad about vaccines. They were the best thing since sliced bread, blah, blah, blah. And I believed all that crap. And my only child got vaccinated and he became brain damaged. And that's what woke me up. So, yes, there's no question that the doctors are not told the truth. But at this point, you know, my son was brain damaged, you know, 16 years ago. There's information available on the internet. Why are the doctors telling their patients to go on the internet? Why aren't they going on the internet? And when they find the truth, why aren't they saying, you know what? I will not do this because this is bad.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Well, I certainly agree with you. I think there was another thing that came up in the hearings that I know you know yourself, but was a surprise to me, which is that they actually get paid bonuses, extra money, for raising the percentage of the patients that they vaccinate.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't think that was really a very good thing, particularly if they didn't really know for certain about the vaccines themselves. But, you know, it sounded like a negative to me, although it was a doctor on the committee saying as if it were positive, that
wait a minute.
Get paid more to do more.
Wait a minute. You are too smart of a person. I don't care what they say. You know, yes, extortion and prostitution, it's all good, you know. Pay the whores money for recommending something they don't know anything about. Just the fact that they would have to do that is such a huge red flag in itself. And these experts were all indicting themselves before you, but because of the way they twist and spin things, you know, they come off sounding, yeah, we can't tell the people the truth. They'd never do it. And, you know, this is how we maintain our herd immunity and blah, blah, blah.
Right.
It's all fraud. And they're killing people. They're killing people. That's the main focus that Sally and I have been concentrating on. This is genocide. I don't care what they call it. And the fact that they're trying to pretend that even giving the vaccine ingredients to parents is a danger to the vaccine program. Well, if that's enough to be a danger to the vaccine program, maybe the vaccine program's got to go.
Yeah. Well, and I know that's how you feel. I can't go all that way myself because I don't feel confident enough to. But it certainly looks like we got some real issues here.
Okay.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. TerraVim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from TerraVim? Simple. TerraVim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to TerraVim.com. That's TerraVim.com. TerraVim, the best supplements on earth.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store, or call us at 1-877-605-9200.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Baghdad. And we're back with Left Failing America, where our answer is informed consent non-existent regarding vaccines, with my special guest, Representative Andrea Boland, a Maine state representative. And Representative Boland, I just want to empower you, because I hear from people all the time that call me and they say, well, I'm not a doctor, I'm not a scientist, blah, blah, blah. So therefore, you know, I can't possibly know as much as you do. No, all you need is common sense and critical thinking. And to ask yourself the question, is injection of all of these biowarfare viruses, because most of the viruses that are coming out now are being made in biowarfare laboratories. I'm sure you're aware that there's over 1,300 biowarfare labs just in the United States alone, including making oral inhalation weaponized rabies virus that they're spraying on nature. I have the documents for that as well. But the idea, and this is just goes to show the immense indoctrination in medical school, that they would try to get doctors to believe, and they're very convincing of this through sleep deprivation and other things, nutritional deprivation, that if you have a dangerous bug, the best way to deal with it is to inject it directly into the bloodstream of a child that doesn't even have a working immune system yet, or a puppy in the same dose as, you know, a Chihuahua you would give as to a St. Bernard, and that this is a way to promote health. It's insane. It's insane beyond comprehension, just the very beginning of the thought process. And then that you would, you know, infuse also formaldehyde, mercury, aluminum, peanut oil, never ending, you know, toxins on top of it. And that that would be okay. And that that would not explain why the United States is, I think, 84th now in the world in terms of health, because we give more vaccines than anybody else, and et cetera, and et cetera. Our healthcare system is actually a disease creation and death causing system. And, while, you know, the people in political positions pretend that, oh, this is terrible because it's costing us so much. If we cut down, on vaccines and drugs of all types, the health epidemic would be cured just by that alone. And that
well,
is what I know.
I don't disagree with you. I was actually brought to this by a friend of mine in town who was in Sanford, Maine, where I'm from, who is a nurse, public health nurse, and she operates independently and counsels people on various things, education about diet and how to prepare foods and all sorts of cleansings and all that sort of thing. And she's very strong on this issue. And one of the things that she brought and presented at one of the hearings earlier was something that is from www.vaclib.org, V-A-C-L-I-B.org, and it shows a graph of the life cycle of a disease, and what it really shows in the case of, it shows whooping cough, diphtheria, and measles. And at the time that the vaccine was actually created, the illness had pretty much run its course. For instance, the whooping cough started at about 1,000 deaths, the death rate of about 1,000. And by the time the vaccine came along, the death rate was at about 100. For diphtheria, it was about 1,500, and when the vaccine came along, it was at about 200. And for the measles, it was as high as about 650, the death rate. And by the time the vaccine came along, it was, gee, it looks like it was maybe about 10, the death rate. So the point she was making is that there's a life cycle of a disease, and the vaccines really don't do anything much to change that. And in those cases, they came along very late. In the graph, it also shows scarlet fever, typhoid fever, not having any vaccinations, and they had practically the same-looking graph for going away, their life cycle. For polio, the death rate was given at 40, and I don't know what the measures are, whether it's 40,000 or what it is. And by the time the vaccine came along, it was at about, compared to 40, it was at 2. So she argues that there are other things going on in the environment, sterilization and clean hands and just the life cycle of an illness being what it is.
All right, hold on. I have to comment on that. No, it's sanitation. Yes, sanitation helped to decrease many of these viruses, especially things like polio, enteric viruses that are spread by people urinating and defecating into like little pots in their house and then, you know, sticking it out the window. That's how they were getting those diseases. So when sanitation, toilet systems, septic tanks, etc. came up, that helped to decrease things tremendously. However, she didn't follow things long enough. Because if you get the book, Vaccinations, Are They Really Safe or Effective by Neil Z. Miller, he follows it out further and he shows that when the vaccines came along, the diseases massively skyrocketed, especially polio. They were giving live polio virus, giving it on sugar cues to children, including myself, in the 1950s. And when the people got polio from the polio vaccine, they changed the name of the disease. They went from polio to aseptic meningitis, just like they did from autism, subacute sclerosing pain encephalitis, they changed the name to autism. So this is how they work. It's a name-changing thing. But there's no way.
Very interesting. I'm sure she has kept up with that because she knows an awful lot. But that was the part that made an impression on me, that
right.
At least it doesn't appear that they were doing much, if anything.
Right.
You know?
Well, don't you agree? The whole concept of injecting a disease organism directly into your bloodstream is going to protect you? Is that not insane?
It does seem pretty irresponsible. I have to tell you that I was at the Women in Government conference in Florida on, I forget what it was, one of the islands down there. And this was about 6 years ago. When they launched the Gardasil vaccine, and I was really horrified at what that turned out to be. At that time, I guess it was 7 years ago, I was a new legislator, and I thought it was going to be a health conference, and the place was just overflowing with lobbyists from the pharmaceutical industry. And the Gardasil vaccine was the big one then, but there were others coming along. And they were proposing to put it into 9-year-old girls, and I thought, this is incredible, these little developing bodies. I just thought, you know, whatever the motivation was, you know, that was way too young, it seemed to me, to be putting that kind of a vaccine into a child. And the other part about it was, in discussing it, they said that most women contract the HPV virus, but they're able to throw it off just by virtue of their immune system, and that it's really only 5% that are really at danger of contracting the cancer. And so I asked the question, well, why don't we talk about beefing up the immune systems rather than vaccinating the whole population of your girls? And well, I guess I was showing my naivety, but I didn't get much of an answer back.
No, you were showing your conscience, because, of course, that's the most important question that needs to be asked. And where are they getting their information? 5% are responding with antibody production. They're making it all up. Where are they getting their information that antibody production is protecting girls from getting HPV cervical cancer, unless they're going to introduce HPV to the girls and challenge them to see if they can handle a challenge with a cervical cancer virus, then how can they say that the girls were protected? It's all fraud. It's all fraud. Everything they say is fraud. And of course, since I left modern day medicine after witnessing euthanasia, research fraud, and experimentation on poor people, and I started asking questions about all of these things, it's very obvious that, in fact, they're covering up a lot of the natural solutions. There's something called colloidal silver, which has been around for over 200 years. There is no virus, even HIV, no bug, no bacteria, no one-celled parasite that can survive treatment with colloidal silver, which has no side effects if made properly and used properly. And this is being suppressed from the people in order to keep them from being able to access natural things that can take care of the problem from the get-go. They don't even have to worry about this.
Well, I know that we have a real problem that way because I work with a food science company, and I'm a distributor for their products, and we're seeing remarkable things happen with this getting this really good nutrition into people. And yet I know that the pharmaceutical industry is fighting very hard in Washington to essentially outlaw that sort of thing, you know, nutritional supplementation, that certainly the kind that really changes people's lives. And it's so pathetic, it's very disturbing.
Well, not just going after companies, but going after doctors. And I don't know if you've been able to research my experience having come out and spoken the truth, where they've taken my only child, my medical license, they've tried to kill me 3 times. This is what happens to any doctor that steps out of the box and speaks the truth. Doctors have been denoted economic terrorists. Jennifer Daniels from New York, I did a show with her where she talked about that. And this is very serious. And I'm very glad that you are one person that's stepping up. I know there's another representative from Minnesota who's also getting involved now that his constituents are basically telling him, you know, we want action on this front. And Representative Posey on the from the House of Representatives from Florida did ask some hard questions in regards to an autism conference or an autism, you know, hearing that they had recently. But they're all talking about mercury. None of them are talking about the true cause of autism. And this is very disturbing.
Well, the reason I just brought up exposing the ingredients is because I thought that was the easiest way to get something done and to alert the public so that they actually see the ingredients.
And I agree with you.
You get into these extended fights with the industry about going round and round in circles, but I thought that the first best step was to just say, show us the ingredients, just like you do on foods. We worry about energy drinks and all that sort of thing, that they want to see the ingredients. And it seems like a no-brainer to show people the ingredients, but then it's very insulting to our constituents to have the answer be, oh, they wouldn't understand. They'd be upset. They can't handle the information.
Okay. And I totally, you know, thank you and think you are a person of conscience and you're doing the right thing because, yes, as you said, this is the least, the minimum.
Yeah.
We're talking informed consent here. This is the least that should be done for the parents. Tell them the toxins in the witch's brew. And you think they're not smart enough to figure it out? And you're going to blame their lack of intelligence or scientific knowledge if they learn the ingredients and they say, no way in hell I'm going to, you know, allow this to be injected into my child. And that's going to be an indication of their ignorance? I don't think so.
No, I don't think so either. And of course, I'm concerned with, you know, fighting the legislative fight and the way the representatives of these companies fight back. It's that I know is distortion and lies and misrepresentation and trying to suggest that a constitutional issue, freedom of speech issue, forcing them to say things, legislating conversations is what they call it, all that sort of thing. All sorts of methods that they use to throw off a piece of legislation, throw off a committee trying to understand things.
Wait a minute. What does this mean, legislating condensations? I didn't catch that. What does that mean?
Yeah, one of the arguments that they made at this hearing, a representative from the Maine Medical Association, is that I was trying to legislate conversations between doctor and patient. And another thing that they said is that was insisting that they read all the ingredients to the patient. I didn't say anything of the sort. I just said provide the information. If they've got questions, fine, but at least provide the information. But what they were doing in a subtle way is bringing up a constitutional issue of forcing speech. In other words, not allowing the doctor free speech.
Okay. And I love that, because this is why we live in the hell that we live in today. Because these psychopaths, who have developed the ability to twist and spin things, have now said that giving informed consent is legislating conversations. Excuse me. When it comes to injecting a toxic bioweapon vaccine into a child, pet, soldier, whatever, no, that's informed consent. I reject your claim that this is a forced conversation. Next. Okay, we'll be right back after these messages.
What do you need? You need Paracord. CampingSurvival.com is providing you U.S. military 550 Paracord. 550 tensile strength. Military specifications. Made in the USA. Available in 3,000, 1,000, 600, 300, 150 links. You can purchase yours now at CampingSurvival.com. Lowest prices on Paracord. Huge selection. All ready to be shipped. Black Paracord, 1,000 feet, only $39.83 right now on CampingSurvival.com. But wait, use the code FREEDOM when purchasing and save 5% off. Paracord is a unique material used for many different reasons. Get yours from CampingSurvival.com now. Confidence born of preparation. CampingSurvival.com.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
Now more than ever, killing many viruses and bacteria in our homes and at work is important. With the flu epidemic running rampant, you need to protect yourself and your family the best you can with purified air. Our air purifiers not only kill many viruses and bacteria in the air, but on surfaces too. Our air purifiers will also kill molds, fungi, mildew, oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases, removes dust, pollen, pet odors, and smoke. We have portable units, HVAC and industrial size units. In our homes today, protect your family the best you can by calling 1-877-605-9200 or go to our online store at republicbroadcasting.org. Call today to receive your 10% off and free shipping on any home unit. 1-877-605-9200.
Is informed consent non-existent regarding vaccines with my special guest, Representative Andrea Bullen from Maine. Once again, I want to suggest that you go to vactruth.com and download the article announcing new transparency bill. to disclose vaccine ingredients to parents by Christina England on May 9th on 2013. And she goes through great detail in, you know, talking about what you tried to do, which I'm so grateful to you. Those of us who have witnessed this never-ending genocide, myself for over 16 years, have been desperate to find any legislators who will stand up to the big pharma lobbyists. And you're one of the first, obviously. And when I talked to you off air, I was not shocked to find out when you told me that some of the main people who were against your bill were actually medical doctors in the Maine state legislature. And I want people to wrap their heads around that. We're talking informed consent. In my when I post my archive to the show on the lightofdayradioshow.com, it will have a link to the definition of informed consent so that all of you can read it. But I don't know if you even got the chance to challenge them on this idea of informed consent, because I know how they operate. They use, oh, we're scientists, we're the medical doctors, you're a nobody, whatever you were before you went to the legislature, whatever your job was, unless you're part of the club, then you can't possibly have an informed opinion. But, of course, as I've already said, all you need is critical thinking and the ability to access information as to what these toxins do, and it's a no-brainer. So please please tell our listeners what have you been going through since you tried to do this most noble act?
Well, there have been a few things that I've brought on that have to do with health and prevention and all, and I have to say you're exactly right that the Health and Human Services Committee typically is populated by people in the healthcare field. And I really think they're all good people. But they look at me and see that I'm not one of them. And how could I know these things? And again, like you say, it's not about knowing. It's really about just reading and informing yourself and saying, well, this is something we ought to do. I've done something also for having written estimates for procedures, you know, that doctors have to provide before people get into them. That's another very controversial sort of subject. But it's true. I've really been quite beaten up. But having brought this now for the third time, I think truly that it's hard for the general public to imagine that the doctors don't know everything, particularly when they so strongly advocate for something. It's hard to look at someone who isn't a doctor and think, well, she right. must be blowing smoke.
Okay,
she must
and
not
there's
have
the music.
Right.
We're going to a break, and yes, it was hard for you to address it as well.
Right.
But we're going to help everybody address it when we come back. Stay tuned.